Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Annie Fry here today. Got a couple of hours with you. Thank you for the comments. And people are saying too much booze, Ryan, because I'm laughing so hard at the Monster Mash. One says best song ever. Let me put it. And one person sympathizing with producer James says, are you the lowest on the totem pole or the last survivor? Maybe both. I don't know. I will say that radio people, and I'm going to go back to this because I said I would talk about this earlier before the break, and I kind of didn't get to it. I ran out of time. The Monster Mash thing is kind of an inside joke, kind of a fun thing. If you remember listening to my overnight shows on our sister station, then you might be in on the joke. But if not, it's just funny to be funny. The fact that I complained about there being Christmas music on and then we're playing Halloween music after that, that's hilarious. Don't even try to question that. So here we are working the day after Christmas. I did have Christmas Day off, which was nice, and a lot of radio people hopefully had the same, but it wasn't always like that. I've worked holidays. I've worked Christmas. I've slept on couches inside radio stations and woke up Christmas morning there ready to work. That's not great, but when you're, you know, someone that's down the totem pole, that's what happens. Here I am day after Christmas. I worked my regular job, which is doing news in Detroit here. I had basically an hour between when I got off of work, drove through the ice storm to get back to my house, and here I am now in my basement. And then tonight, I'll be doing Coast to Coast AM. You see, I'm a weekend host for Coast to Coast AM, heard right here on this station as well, with George Norrie, a St. Louis guy. And I'll be on from, I guess it would be midnight to 4 a.m. Central Time tonight. You can listen to me again there, with the last 2 hours being open lines. So, working triple duty today. And then I fully anticipate waking up with another migraine. I guess that's more or less my wife decides if I wake up with a migraine tomorrow. So I need to be very delicate of how I handle the in-between hours there. I can't complain too much. But I remember stories of people that worked at radio stations, and they said they would work on Christmas Day. And one of the traditions at a station I worked at was for them to go in front of their building and hand out batteries. The station ownership said, all these kids are getting toys, batteries not included. Our promotion is going to be you out there in front of the station to hand out batteries to parents so they can put these batteries in the toys. And I'm guessing that, you know, they look at that and say, that's just the way it was. Like, radio used to be an industry where there was so much pressure for you to do all those type of things that if you were to complain, they would have had 10 other people just as qualified, if not more qualified than you, to fill in after that. Radio in 2025, 2026 is not in that state anymore. Radio's like, who's the person we can get in here and save a couple of bucks with? That's still good enough to meet our standard that we want to reach. That's unfortunate. It's just not the same. But now, at least as a worker, as an employee, you don't have to worry about handing out batteries and leaving your family in the morning of Christmas so you can go out there and to the benefit of all these other parents. Now you get to be the one to complain about things and not have to go out. But I want you to imagine what it's like working at this Louisiana factory. People are calling him a real-life Santa Claus. He has 540 full-time employees, and his name is Graham Walker. He was the CEO of Fiberbond, and this company decided, you know what, we're going to sell. So he's the CEO, he's the owner, sold the company $1.7 billion. That's with a B, $1.7 billion. And it says that the prospective buyer did not earmark 15% of the proceeds to its employees or whatever it was, not enough because they didn't own enough stock, just part of the deal. So you said, you know what, I'm going to make up for that with what I made out of this. So when you own a company, and let's say you own 100% of the stock, it's your company, you built it up from the ground, kind of like Elon Musk. Look, he's a billionaire, maybe perhaps the first trillionaire in the future. But when you have a company and you own a majority of it, and a big majority of it, and that company goes from being worth nothing to being worth $1 trillion, then because you own a certain percentage of it, you in fact own a lot of money, right? If you sell the stock or whatever, part ownership. And he was the beneficiary, and he said, I'm going to have these 540 full-time employees write him a bonus check. So Christmas comes around and he says, I'm going to have you remember me as the greatest boss you've ever had in the history of bosses. And I don't know if that's how I would have started the conversation. I would have gotten in front of everyone and said, we've had a great year. We sold the company. I know a lot of you are worried. Don't worry. The people that bought it were good. I think they said they're going to, keep on the track and you'll have your jobs. But I'm out of here. I just sold it for $1.7 billion. And you're going to remember me as the greatest friend you've ever had in the workplace, because I'm going to each write you a check for a nice Christmas bonus. Now, what is that Christmas bonus? Now, if I think about the nicest things anyone's ever gotten for me for a Christmas bonus, I probably think about my time on our sister station. I think it was the year of the COVID, and the company said, what we're going to do is buy gift certificates and then give them to the people. So that way we're stimulating the economy. And I think I got a gift certificate for a membership to the zoo. That was awesome for my family. That might have been the best Christmas gift / bonus I received from any radio station. If I worked here, it would have been a different story. Of those 540 full-time employees, the average bonus for them was $443,000. He ended up signing $240 million in bonuses over to his 540 full-time employees. Isn't that something? $443,000. And you're listening to this right now, and you didn't even get Fruitcake of the Month Club or whatever that's called. What did Clark Griswold get? A lot of people talked to reporters after that, and some of them said, this is amazing. He's like, he started working at this company in 1995. He was making $5.35 an hour, which, back in 1995, that's probably just a little bit more than minimum wage. Not by much, but it's more than minimum wage. But he works his way up. He works there for 30 years at that point. And some of them are just stunned when they started receiving these bonuses. They thought it was a prank at first. Some people told them, I paid off my mortgage and I'm going to go start a small business with my own. I got this money. I'm just going to go work for myself at this point. How amazing is that? I honestly, I can't imagine. Can't imagine. So that was the story I was going to tell before the end of the break, until James just derailed everything playing Monster Mash. Man, producer James, throwing us all off. All right, Zelensky is going to be back in the United States. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is going to be meeting with President Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago on Sunday. And the whole plan of the meeting is, I think, to try to help facilitate better what's happening between Ukraine and Russia. And it was so interesting. Right before I went on the air, Brian Kilmeade's show was on, and he had his interview with President Donald Trump. And they briefly talked about this, and they were asking about it. How come this isn't going around? Why are you making concessions to Russia because they were supposed to be following through on their deal at this point. And he asked him about that, and it was kind of interesting the way Donald Trump responded to that, because you can tell he's made a deal or two in his lifetime. He kind of understands how this goes. He says, if they're trying and they're coming along and they're trying to reach these deadlines and they're not quite there yet, but they're trying, then you extend the deadline for them. So it sounds like both sides are still trying to reach where they need to be between Russia and Ukraine, and it needs just a little bit more time. One of the unfortunate things, if you go to like Drudge Report, and you know, Drudge Report is a website that were, you know, popular in the late 90s, early on when it came to websites. 2000s definitely became more popular as one of the most viewed websites in the entire world. If you go to their website right now, and the Drudge Report is just so anti-Trump, they hate him so much. Here's the headline: Mar-a-Lago summits to save flailing peace deals. Then Zelensky heads to Florida right underneath that. I don't know if I would call it flailing peace deals. To say, maybe if you look at the timelines, as in these are Donald Trump's set timelines, meaning every timeline Donald Trump has set has been very ambitious, and it always takes a little bit longer. Like, what's the old phrase, which is, you know, aim for the moon. If you miss, you're still going to hit the stars, or whatever it was, whatever that saying is. I think Donald Trump says, we have to set a timeline that's not 5 years in the future. We're going to set it now. And if we get it done in a year, as opposed to five or four or whatever that, you know, some other people would try to set it, then that's a huge win. Like, if we can get it done in a shorter amount of time. And ultimately, at the end, it's a tactic that seems to work. You always make it quicker. And if it takes a little bit longer, that still comes out faster than if you were to set the deadline at a later date. So I feel there's a little bit of that going on with something like this. We still have other things going on in the Middle East. We have things going on in Venezuela. We got things going on all over the world right now. And he's got so many things out there he's juggling. And if you look at all the different peace deals he's brought to certain parts of the world, as quickly as he's brought it, it's nothing short of a miracle that all these things can happen in just the first year of a second term that was non-consecutive, meaning he didn't have the last 4 years to work on this. In fact, the last 4 years were actually setbacks from where he was before, because the Biden administration set him back so far. Let's hope that something comes from this weekend. I think we'll probably get a press conference. We may get maybe some news out of it. Maybe we'll get a little bit of interviews, but we'll get a better indication of where this sits and how it's progressing. Hopefully it gets there sooner than later. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Annie Fry. Don't go anywhere. 97.1 FM Talk. This holiday song would be 4th of July. We'll say that kind of works for it a little bit. Yeah, we'll say 4th of July. Oh, we could play America the Beautiful, Ray Charles. That'd be another one, 4th of July. I know there's some other ones. I'm sure there's a Thanksgiving song. We could play Alice's Restaurant. That would be a good Thanksgiving theme song. I'm sure there's just some other ones there. We can play for
tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
President's Day, we can play President Donald Trump's favorite song, YMCA. We can get that one in there, too. Let's get it all in while we can. I'm Ryan Recker, fill in for Annie Fry at Ryan Recker or Ryan Recker Radio on Facebook. So let's look at some of these comments here. Love George Nori. Oh, cool. I love George Nori, too. Isn't he great? Thank you for that comment in the video section there. Yep, I do hosting for Coast to Coast AM with George Nori. So, George, it's a 7-night-a-week show, so George has some weekends off, including he just worked Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, so now George gets to have a couple days off. I'll be back in tonight for him on Coast to Coast, and you can listen to it right here on this very radio station and some 600-plus radio stations across the country and the world. I wanted to play a clip for you, which is kind of interesting, and it talks about how legacy media works today. Tony Hinchcliffe is a comedian, and Tony does the Kill Tony podcast, and it is a very, very popular podcast. It's the idea of the podcast, and they do live shows at different theaters across the United States, mostly down in Texas. Is it Houston, I believe, or Dallas, or one, I don't remember, San Antonio, whatever, place down in Texas. And the idea is they have people wanting to do one-minute comedy sets. So they basically say anyone that wants to come up on stage for a minute and do a comedy set, we'll have you come up and do it, but then we're going to make fun of you after. So the people come up. It's always vulgar. It's always in poor taste. But, you know, the idea is it's comedy. So it's meant to offend. So the people come up. They do their bit. They razz the guy. Next person comes up, they do the same thing. Next person comes up, they do the same thing. So Tony Hinchcliffe was someone that was brought in, and he said he believed Donald Trump was the better candidate. So he spoke at the Republican convention or rally. They did a rally, I believe. And the idea is they brought in all these big guests. It was at Madison Square Garden. It was in New York. Tony comes up there, and he makes a joke about, was it Puerto Ricans or something along those lines? So he did something that you would normally hear on his show, something that, you know, he understands in the sake of comedy, this is funny. So he does it there, and then the Republican crowd, they look around, they kind of laugh. But after the fact, the media picked up on this, and they said, look at this racist that Donald Trump brought onto the stage. And Tony later commented on all the negative publicity and all the different things that people were saying about it. And he said, this is the reason why people will not vote for Kamala Harris, because they'll see something as a joke in comedy, and they'll see one side getting so outraged that they're crying on social media because they're shaking, they're so upset. And then you get another side that just laughs it off and moves on with their lives. And you said, okay, there's one side that's always angry and sad and pathetic, and one side that's having a good time. So they see the two extremes here. And so he was asked about that. Tony Hinchcliffe was asked, this is why legacy media attacks are backfired in the Donald Trump era. This is clip number two.
the mainstream media trying to make it appear like a comedian. I don't think any of these journalists did their research. With a simple Google, you see that I have the most diverse comedy show in the world, and that I push the limits on the, whether it be the Tom Brady roast or the Snoop Dogg roast and all the roasts that I've written on, which are like the last 13 Comedy Central roasts.
It's equal opportunity, basically.
With a simple Google of my name, you can find out that I was just doing what I did. And I think they weren't gambling on the fact, because I'm not mainstream, right? I'm not Jimmy Fallon or any of these darlings of theirs. I think that they thought that it was going to make everything look bad. But meanwhile, I think anybody with a sense of humor at all saw it and goes, I think this is the party with a sense of humor.
Yes.
Meanwhile, they have, the other side had Glorilla shaking her ass. And like, everyone's pretending like that's cool. But that's not cool.
That is not cool. Well said. So, Tony Hinchcliffe. Now, by the way, if you're listening to this, no, it's definitely not for the kids. It's definitely an adult comedy. And he's right. He's saying, okay, you have one party that looks at this and says, these guys are having a good time. And the other one is, they're bringing up, I'm trying to remember the musician that went up there shaking her butt. But the message was, and I say this, and maybe I shouldn't say it out loud. I'm going to not say it just for the sake of being wrong. But essentially what they're saying, they were using a derogatory term towards women for Harris. And part of it was, this is the type of crowd that they are marketing to. But what was offensive is a guy that's telling a joke with the most diverse crowd out there, because they understand you can make fun of other people. You can make fun of things and you can still be friends at the end. And it's for the sake of comedy, not because you don't like them. In fact, you probably like them a lot. That's the reason why you make fun of them. That's what you do with your buddies. If you got a group of, and think about the group of guys, if you're a guy or a group of gals or whatever, guys are a little bit different than women, sure. I'll tell you that when it comes to the things that you joke about. Girls will hold a grudge. Guys will not. Guys will laugh it off. They may fight, and it's over with after they fight, and they're friends after. It's no big deal. So I think he's totally on to something here. He says the mainstream media, they don't understand this. Legacy media doesn't understand this. And that's why your comedy is Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel and Colbert. That's like this, the breadwinners of your comedy right now. Like, it's so fake. Like, that's why no one's having a good time on your side. And one of the things that appealed him to Donald Trump, he said you can have fun on that side. There's another article I saw, and this was kind of interesting. They were looking at the housing markets that are crashing and the ones that are thriving. And it's so interesting, because if you look at the top 10 cities where prices are falling the most, they all fall within three states. If you look at the areas where prices are rising, there's several states where prices are rising. Would it surprise you if I told you the state that lost the most is Florida? St. Petersburg, Northport, Cape Coral, Punta Gorda, and Sebastian, Florida. Home prices down 5.5% to 6.5%, we'll just say roughly. In Texas, Wichita Falls, Waco, Victoria, and Brownsville. So Victoria losing 8%. And also on that list is someone that, I guess if you had a really good antenna, you'd be able to listen to us. Champaign, Illinois. You'd have to have a really, really, really good antenna. But down 10% in Champaign, Illinois. Those are the cities where housing prices are falling. Here's what I worry about in the future when it comes to housing prices. They rose so fast. It made it so difficult for people to afford it. I don't know if this is the new normal, but basically you're incentivizing people to never move in the future. Like, they're just going to have to squat on what they got and wait for someone to die, which is the unfortunate reality that the housing market sits at. There's got to be a solution to it. Donald Trump has a solution. Part of his solution is, one, we need to make it so the regulations are actually easier to build. We need to find more alternate places for them to build. And how about if there's people in the country illegally, then if they are evading deportation, once they do become deported, that's going to open up an opportunity for someone else. That's kind of his portion here. Here's the areas that are actually somewhat close. I mean, if we were to look at geographically by St. Louis, the closest area where they're actually gaining in value, Terre Haute, Indiana, 15% up. Kokomo, Indiana, up 10%. Muncie, Indiana, up 11.5%. Lima, Ohio's up 9%. Youngstown, Ohio, 13%. Muskegon, Michigan, up 10%. Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, 10%. Grand Island, Nebraska, 9%. And also in there, Pittsfield, Massachusetts, up 10%. So these are some of the areas that are growing fast. It's so interesting that some of these southern areas are decreasing as fast as they are in some of the northern places are, where the home values are rising the most. Some places, all I know is, as long as you don't lose money on your place, and it's going to be hard. Someone that's bought a home in the past year or two or three, prices have probably come up from where you bought it, depending on how much you overpaid for it. But if you had a super high-end home, those are always harder to get the most value out of, because those are you're limiting the amount of people that would buy into that unless you have a lot of other people in your same bracket, your tax bracket. So best of luck, St. Louis. It's so interesting when I look at these type of stories. I just assume places like St. Louis would be on there because the home values, especially in the city or like Detroit, you know, some of these places where they practically give homes away for people to rehab them. I just assume sometimes if they were to resell them, that they would put them on a map like this, but maybe this indicates they're not selling them like they thought they would. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Annie Fry, 97.1 FM Talk. Sounds Christmassy, whatever it is. Producer James, what song is this?
Last Christmas by Taylor Swift. I did not look ahead to see if it was a Christmas song, and otherwise I would have replaced it.
Okay, so the Christmas song was just put in the system. It was copied over from before Christmas. Here we are post-Christmas, and we, you know, technically, could we say we're the first Christmas station in the market for 2026, because we're playing Christmas music today? Technically, could we say that? Is that possible? Or do we have to wait till closer to the end of next year? This is just leftover stuff, because there might still be other stations, I guess, potentially playing it. I haven't heard, per se, but I always thought that would be a fun thing for a rock station to do, if like, Casey or one of these rock stations were listening. I would say in like, you know, before a station's about to flip and they know they're going to do it before Thanksgiving now, we'll say like the first week in November, just play like rock Christmas music for a day and say, we're the first Christmas station in the market. Anyone else that says they are is a liar. You know, I would run liners like, and that would be a fun radio stunt to get yourself in the paper. I don't know if they'll ever do that, but it could be like that. Thanks for everyone that's leaving comments on here. One person wishing the Annie Fry Show a Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you as well. One person said, you're a busy guy today, Ryan. Oh, yeah, I'm absolutely a busy guy. So I worked the morning show. Had to go do my regular shift where I'm working news in Detroit, but I had to work in earlier than usual. Then I rush home. I had an hour to drive home from work, check in with James, and then get everything set up, eat a quick little leftovers from Christmas Day, and then come back down. Now we're hosting. We're halfway through the show, and then I'm going to take an early bedtime and wake up and do Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie tonight. You'll be able to hear me with open lines tonight, too. So you get a double dose of me on this radio station, which is super cool. And then I'm doing Coast to Coast AM again tomorrow night. So,
why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
That this weekend. I'm going to be filling in for Annie Fry next week as well. Some dates, and I got a Mark Reardon fill in there. I got a Mark Cox, I believe I'm doing a fill in show for him too. I have all kinds of things I'll be doing and be with you almost all next week. If you wanted to reach me on any of those times, feel free to at Ryan Recker or Ryan Recker Radio. You know, part of the year that we run into, we look back at things that have happened in this past year. So this is where, producer James, I'm going to need your help with the CNN top 10 most viral clips. So CNN put together the top 10 things that people were listening or watching, seeking out. When you click on a video, there's an analytic little mark that happens in the back end of whatever video you just watched. If it's on YouTube, if it's on CNN, whatever it is, they pay close attention to what's the most popular things that are being consumed. And sometimes those popular things are not what you'd expect. CNN put together a top 10 of their biggest videos of the year. I wanted to play them for you. So we're going to do them in reverse order. We'll go from 10 to 1. And I think some of the things you'll hear on this will surprise you. James, let's start with number 10.
Trump targets Iran. Hours after the United States began its precision airstrikes on three nuclear facilities in an unprecedented aerial bombardment of Iran, the president spoke to the nation.
Tonight I can report to the world that the strikes were a spectacular military success.
In the aftermath, some members of Congress openly questioned the constitutionality of the strikes, while others, especially MAGA lawmakers, supported the administration.
Okay, that was the 10th most clip was the response to bombing Iran. Okay, that was pretty big because we understood we were going to get to that point. We knew that they were supplying weapons and they were accepting weapons and supporting terrorists that were in return terrorizing Israel. It was a very tense moment. We saw with Israel continuing to see the brunt end of this terrorism. It needed to stop. Iran is not friendly. In fact, they're enemies to the United States. No matter what Barack Obama and Joe Biden, oh, we'll just, you know what, we'll just bribe them. And if we give them money, they'll go away and they'll stop with their mission to eradicate Jews from the planet. It doesn't work like that. In fact, it's you're enabling them by allowing them to do it even further when you give them some sort of incentive, the incentive being that you're not going to stop us. So then why not continue on with that path? Donald Trump comes in and says, you'll see what happens. You mess around, you find out. That was clip number 10 most viewed for the year. Let's listen to number 9 most viewed clip of the year.
LA devastated. Satellite images showing the breadth and depth of the runaway Eaton wildfire. The fast-moving flames this past January forcing thousands to flee their homes in search of higher and safer ground. Devastation like this will take years to rebuild.
Yeah, it was pretty terrible, those wildfires. Wasn't it they find the person responsible for starting those things? But we learned a lot about emergency management during times like these wildfires out there. We learned that you could, understand that there's water shortages and that if something like this were to happen, you wouldn't be able to control it. You've been told to do something about it and you do nothing about it. You understand that things were particularly dry. You were warned about all of these things over and over and over again. And guess what? Your mayor is out of town. Doesn't even help with these. One of the biggest emergencies in her time in office. It was pretty terrible. And I think it was kind of fascinating, too, that there was a lot of people cheering this on because it was rich and famous people losing their homes. And people hate rich and famous. They particularly hate rich. So they say, oh, what's the matter? So you're not able to insure these things because it's too expensive. Now you're going to have to lose all your money. So some people liked it just for that aspect. It was a weird, wild time, honestly. All right, that was number 9. Let's go to number 8 on CNN's list of most viewed videos.
A shocking mid-air collision caught on tape. On January 29th of this year, an American Airlines flight operated by American Eagle and a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter collided over the freezing Potomac River at night. The tragedy caught on tape. The jet was on final approach to Reagan National while the helicopter had been performing a required flying evaluation. All 67 people aboard both aircrafts died.
That was terrible. And this was right when Donald Trump got into office and he said he alluded to DEI hires. I don't think that was necessarily the case there, but he did allude to we have some problems we need to fix. And we look at it, and just now, during the latest defense spending bill, they put in a bill, now a law, where they put these transcoders into all of these different airplanes now. You have the military airplanes, you have the commercial flights. You have to have these different devices, these electronics that talk to each other that could warn you that you are on the path for a collision when you become close to some of these other. And before, between military and commercial flights, there was no communication whatsoever between these different aircrafts. And someone said, it might be a good idea after we just saw this tragedy happen over the Potomac that they could get a little warning going on here. So they finally passed that. Hopefully that's implemented in the sense that they get these devices on there sooner than later. But they got the funding for it now through the Defense Act. Let's go to clip number 7, the 7th most viewed clip from CNN this year.
An American is Pope. In May, shortly after the death of Pope Francis, the College of Cardinals elected their next leader. And to the surprise, the choice was this man. Chicago's very own Cardinal Robert Francis Prevost, the first Augustinian Pope.
I invite you to recognize the marvels that the Lord has done.
Even more surprising, he briefly spoke in English during his first Mass.
Yeah, well, you know, when you talk about popes from countries all over the world, when you have a pope from the Americas, him speaking in English is a pretty big deal. Here's what we saw. With the new pope that's in there. He's a Chicago guy. He likes Chicago teams. I think he's a White Sox guy, so at least he's not a Cubs guy. I guess you can look at it that way. And he'll be around for a while. He looks to be in good health. They didn't pick someone that was super old. I don't think he'll retire like the one previous. Was it Benedictine, I believe? So he's going to be here to stay. Now, it's kind of interesting the mark that the Americas can have on that. And he's kind of dipping his foot into politics, too, in some ways. He actually talked and had a letter to J.B. Pritzker, governor of Illinois, and telling him to veto one of the bills that passed through. So he talks some politics, too. I find that on the grand scale of things, I have a lot of problems with Catholic leadership. When you have a hierarchy going up to the Pope and they had all these different abuses that were hidden and shuffled around, and you knew these people were doing these things, and you had the reports, and you had the testimonies, and you knew these people weren't lying about it, and your solution was, let's just move them somewhere else and hope they don't do it again, and then try to help them evade the law, not cooperating with law enforcement, not turning these in. There's a long history of really big problems and reasons why you shouldn't trust the Catholic Church. I think he's the type of guy that's trying to turn those things around. He understands that that was a huge, huge mistake. But it's unfortunate because it's so late that a lot of these people are either dead or gone or missing or whatever it is, and there's no justice whatsoever. You get these all these victims out here. They subverted justice. So it's going to be a real tough uphill battle, I think, for the Catholic Church. But you have the Pope from the Americas. I guess he's the kind of guy that would help set that straight. All right, that was number 7, I believe. This is clip number 6, most viewed CNN videos of the year.
Hot mic. Justin Trudeau, who at the time was Canada's prime minister, overheard making a jaw-dropping admission to business leaders back in February, essentially telling them that President Trump's talk of making Canada a 51st U.S. state was no joke. So far, Canada remains Canada.
They do. Well, maybe it's better that we don't have Canada, honestly. They're not too friendly to Americans as of late, we'll put it that way. And I think the things that maybe appealed to Donald Trump, he's finding in other countries. For example, I'll take Australia. He has taken to Australia for mineral rights and mining in cooperation with them, things that you would say, okay, there's an opportunity to do that closer to home with Canada, sure. But he's moved on. I don't think this Canada thing is much more than something that's in the rearview mirror. All right, those were the top, let's see, 109876. We'll do the top 5 after the break. From CNN, the most viewed videos of the year. They put them out. Some of them surprised me, especially when I got to number 3. That one surprised me. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Andy Fry, 97.1 FM Talk. Back. And I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Andy Fry. And I got to say, these shows, they go by quick. If you want to reach me after the show, at Ryan Recker on Twitter, Ryan Recker Radio on Facebook. And I wanted to play a couple of more of these clips. CNN put out their top 10 videos of the year. What was most viewed on their website, I believe, all digital clips. And we just did the top, the last bottom 5, so 10 through 6. Now we're going to go into the top 5, and I think some of these kind of surprised me when I heard them. 3 that surprised me. Let's go to number 5, fifth most viewed CNN clip on their website.
Kramer speaks out. Famed CNBC broadcaster Jim Cramer appearing on Aaron Burnett's show earlier this year, admitting he was misled by the Trump administration's tariffs policy. Listen.
Over and over again, the president said, listen, it's going to be reciprocal. So you do it, we do it. And that was going to be so good. And I really believed in it. And I feel like a sucker tonight.
I don't even remember that. I mean, when I heard that, I'm like, that's the fifth most viewed clip. It doesn't even ring a bell. Like, I don't remember Cramer other than the meme that he's become online. They call it the inverse Cramer rule. If he tells you to invest in something, you invest in the opposite thing, and you'll make more money investing in the opposite thing. That is what people know Cramer for. I don't even remember that whatsoever. So that kind of surprised me that it was one of the top 5 most viewed videos on CNN for the year. Wow. All right, let's go to number 4.
Swallowed whole. A father on a kayak captures the moment his son Adrian was briefly swallowed by a humpback whale off the coast of Chile. Adrian told CNN he didn't realize at first it was a whale and thought he just got caught up in a big wave.
If the whale had hit me, it would be more dangerous.
What a story to tell his grandkids.
All right, and I think back at that, and I think, okay, I kind of remember that. That was number 4 on the list, and I was like, wait a minute, hold on. So you're telling me that we had, you know, our attacks versus Iran, we've had different peace deals negotiated, and I guess we could see if there's something else on the list coming up, but it's okay. At number five, you had James Cramer, a commentator, a financial commentator that's been around on CNBC for a long time. And the other one was guy got eaten up by a whale, but not really. Those are in the top five? Okay. So these last ones must be really, really good, right? Let's listen to number three on CNN's top viewed list.
Beauty influencer gunned down. Valeria Marquez was shot and killed by a man who entered her salon, all while on a TikTok live stream in Zapopan, Mexico. Her death sending shockwaves through a country grappling with frequent suspected cases of femicide.
Okay. That was three. I'm like, okay, I don't even remember that either. This is like, oh, what? Now that I'm really scratching my head here. I mean, literally, if you're watching the live video, I am scratching my head. And I'm looking at some of the comments. They said, well, consider this is CNN after all. And consider who's going to their website is what they're saying on the web feed right as we're watching it. All right. One person said Iran's been real quiet after that. okay. That beauty influencer in Mexico got gunned down. Again, I don't. Does anyone here remember that? I don't remember it either. Go back and really ponder this one. Like, does that factor in? If you were to think, okay, here are the top 10 news stories for the year, and I'll even let you do research if you wanted to go online and kind of look through some of your options and come up with your own top 10 list. Would you put beauty influencer in there in the top three? What? It shows you the stuff that people consume now are so different than what really matters, I guess. All right, that was that. Now we're down to the top two. Number two on CNN's most viewed videos.
Jimmy Kimmel speaking out after a brief suspension following controversial comments he made about conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Jimmy Kimmel returned to ABC Late Night to say he never intended to make light of Kirk's murder, also delivering powerful remarks about freedom of speech.
This show is not important. What is important is that we get to live in a country that allows us to have a show like this.
Okay. Wow. Okay. That was number two. Oh, boy. Let me just maybe take a back for a second here before we play number one. I'm going to go to the History Channel, or not History Channel, but History.com. And they have a list of what they would say the top stories of 2025 news wise. And it doesn't necessarily have to be in any order, but here's what they came up with, the top stories of 2025. Shootings at Brown in Sydney, those just more recent. The Louvre heist, the Epstein files, the Charlie Kirk assassination, the government shutdown, boat strikes. They put Taylor Swift's engagement on there. I guess you can have some funny ones on there, too. We have that comet that was going through space. National Guard being sent to cities. Washington, D.C. being a big one. The wars in Gaza and Ukraine. Weight loss drugs. A new pope. Now, that one was on CNN's list. New tariffs. Beyonce. I don't know why Beyonce would be on there. Strikes in Yemen. Mid-air collision. That's in the CNN's list. Second term of Trump starting. The Doge cuts. That was a pretty big deal, the Doge cuts. Wildfires, that's on the CNN list. New Orleans attack, maybe forgot about that. Let's see what CNN's number one clip is. This is the number one most viewed clip from CNN.
The feud seen around the world.
Wait a minute. No, you've done a lot of talking.
On the left, the Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, hoping to win more lethal aid from the president. On the right, President Trump, moments before he would launch into a verbal rampage against Zelensky. Boris Sanchez, CNN, Washington.
All right. That was CNN's take. Number one most viewed video from CNN over the past year would be Donald Trump and Zelensky at the White House. And it not going so well, and you getting to see it. That was a pretty remarkable, remarkable video. Like, whoa, this is something else. Their relationship looks pretty good now. and you have Zelensky in town. They're going to continue to talk more. But Donald Trump is like, you're in no position, and Russia's in no position. We got to end this now, period. Coming up and trying to change terms last minute, we ain't playing this game. We got to end this because the United States ain't going to be in this much longer, and you're not going to be able to cut it by yourself. He's putting a dose of reality down, and I think he's going to have to do another dose of reality to get both sides back on track. You're listening to The Annie Fry Show. I'm Ryan Recker, 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.